Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
There is a double glory that he has put inside of you. He wants the Gentiles to see. But when the glory comes within, you will not be a wicked man by not manifesting what he has put within. Because if you actually stop the flow of what he has put within, you short circuit his glory. You have prevented men from appreciating that God is alive and is working.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is the Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Thank you, Father, for the voice you have given me.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
From here to the ends of the world.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I celebrate you, Jesus. I want to explain something for you to get it first. Amen. Now, we are not talking about revealing the glory of God. We are not talking about showing forth the glory of God. We are not talking about representing the glory of God. We are not talking about stepping into the glory of God. All those things have happened already. We are here to talk about manifest the glory of God. And for that matter, the double glory. Now, are you seeing the difference?
Sure.
We are talking about manifesting. And the last time I checked in the Bible, when the Bible talks about manifesting, it talks about showing forth the glory. So where is this glory that we have to show it forth? That is how, you know, we need to understand these things from. We are not here, you know, to just dance around because a light is shining on us. No. No. And I pray that God will use me to show forth the double glory that he has released in me so people will see. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm going to show you what God has done for us. And the need for us to show it forth. It's a must. It's not something that is optional. It's something he expects from us. That is why the whole prophetic arena, the whole year, is dedicated to the manifestation of the double glory. And this glory is not just one, it's a double. So I'm just, you know, looking through the Bible, it's difficult finding something like this. Until Jesus himself dropped something and said, you can use my reference. So I'm going to be using his reference. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, because nobody does it better than him now. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
So let me see. The Hebrew people say manifest. And you won't find a lot of scriptures that talks about or that gives you the exact word manifest. But you see some scripture that talks about, that uses the word see. And the interpretation of the see actually means manifest. So when you go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 verse number 18, the word manifest that, you know, the preacher man used was baror. It means that you need to polish. You need to make bright something. You need to prove or test something. I want to let you understand something. So, you need to prove, you need to test. You know? You need to make bright something. So, light comes in different shapes and style and forms. Some are more brighter than others. Some are more luminous. You understand? Than others. The luminaries in it. There are little tiny LEDs that are in it. Some of them are more brighter. Some of them carry more wattage than others. More power than others. So the Lord is saying that when you say manifest, according to the Hebrew tongue, from the preacher man's perspective, He was talking about purifying or polishing something for it to actually what? Be made brighter. That is what it means. So whatever glory that God has put in us, He expects us to put it forth, to show it forth. Then when we go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, He uses the word appear. I want Apostle to read quickly for me. Jeremiah chapter number 31 verse 3. He says appear. And the word appear in transliteration means manifest. Manifest. And the word manifest there means roro. I know it's like it's similar to a God term. Like, do you understand? Yeah. It means to see. To look. So whatever glory that there is that God has released unto you, people must be able to see. They must be able to look at it and relate with it. That's what this word means. So when the Hebrew man says manifest, and the first one is boro and the second one is roro, it means that God is talking about something that is brightening so that I can see. Now, are you hearing the connection here?
Yeah.
Something that is showing forth that I can see. Like I can see me here, you know, doing his thing. I can see the piano red. I can see it. I can look at it. But if there's something that is revealing from this one, so much so that if there are other things that are competing for attention with this, this one will be so revealing, so brightening, that everybody will ignore the rest of them and see this one. That is what the Hebrew understanding is. I want you to get this with clarity. So the realm, and this teaching is not only for just worldwide, it's the kingdom of Christ Jesus. This is actually the dispensation of time where we are, where we have got into. We have got into the harvest season, where the Lord says that I want you to show forth my praise, so that the whole world would join in praise unto me. We must bring this currency of heaven to God, because praise is one of the currencies that influences God in the heavens. It shakes the throne of God. Now, anytime there is a praise, it means God is in it. That is why the Bible says He inhabits in His praise. He lives in His praise. Now, what will cause men to show for the praise unto Jesus is when they see His ambassadors, His sons, daughters, showing forth the glory that He has released unto them.
Yes.
So it is not something we just talk about. It's something we do. Somebody, you are about to actualize the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Let me take you quiet. That's why I want you to sink deep into your spirit. Because we are talking about manifesting.
Manifesting.
So this is not the time for me to tell somebody who is dead, wake up. And people will say, hey, it's not from God. It's too late. It's too late. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yeah.
Somebody, I say it's too late.
Too late.
Back then, I was worried. Because I was considering, how come God's people are weak in manifestation? So the Lord says, put them through the process. All of you go through. And He says, I will release the manifest glory. So last year we talked about the glory. So that when the glory now begins to manifest, people would have understood already the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Systematic. Hallelujah. Now is the season for the revelation of the glory of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing that? So what you have not seen, you will see.
Amen.
Do you know that when the glory is shown forth, there are people who can relate with it and come to the brightness of the rising of that glory. There are those who, because they cannot come closer because they carry darkness in them, and when they come closer, the glory that is showing forth will reveal them, so they will stay apart but speak against it. So anybody who will start speaking against the glory that you are manifesting,
is actually afraid of the source of the glory and the brightness of the glory. Somebody, you are about to manifest something you have never manifested before. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Manifest, thank you, Lord.
What the church is about to manifest is serious.
Amen.
This is the Holy Ghost. You don't need to go to anywhere for anything. Everything is in the Holy Ghost. Now, let's go to Ezekiel. I told you to read
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
Yes.
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying,
Yes,
I have loved you with an everlasting.
You know, the last time I was saying that I've seen the church, the entire church of Jesus Christ, and we've written some things. And right there, I just began to show Mamelsi that Jeremiah was never a crying prophet. The Bible never used the terminology crying. Because there's a difference between somebody who is crying and somebody who is weeping. The Bible is talking about the one the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. But what? Joy comes in the morning. So Jeremiah was never, the church got this theory wrong. They didn't check it. Jeremiah is a weeping prophet. That's why a lot of people, they come to God's altar and they cry the altar with tears. There's a difference between weeping and crying. The guy was grieving in his spirit.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
Yes.
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying,
Yes,
I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Yes.
Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
Now, it says, and the Lord appeared. The word appear there is the Lord manifested unto him. The word that was used was roro. The Lord actually considered and presented himself in the view or in the vision of Jeremiah. Now, there are a lot of people that are trying to say that we are praying for Jesus to appear to us. Now, what you must do first of all is this. Jesus has been appearing to us. But you see, you have not actually trained your sight to see him. All right? So when Jesus decides to appear, someone must also decide, okay, to view Jesus in his visions. So that is why he says, and, you know, and a vision appeared to me because I'm a man of visions. If you're a man of vision, it means, you see, it means your spiritual eye are enlightened, it's opened. So when something appears in the spirit, you are able to see. Some of them are able to sense it. It's like somebody who is blind naturally, but when you appear in body, he's able to sense your appearance. So there are those that are spiritually blind, but they are spiritually or sensitive to their environment. They don't have spiritual sight, but when something appears around, they are able to sense and tell what it is. They are prophets who prophesy by that experience. That is why when prophets who are sensing things and saying it can go wrong, and then we come to tell that this is actually what it is. Everybody is saying that it is this, it is that. I say, hey, before Elohim, if you people make this mistake, you live with it. Have you seen the difference?
Sure.
Yes. So the real prophets are sitting and keeping quiet. Because when God speaks, we don't have any additions to it. Jeremiah uses another kind of interpretation. He says, to inspect. You see the prophet of old, he said, I am going to the tower to watch and see what God will tell me. I thought the prophet to say to watch and hear, but they watch to see. So see first before they hear. The prophet, it is like a story. That is presented. They see symbols, human terminologies, things. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, 20, verse 41. He uses another word that when somebody is with glory and the glory manifests, this is how we are supposed to see it. This is how we are supposed to experience it. Let's go and see something there.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 41.
Yes.
I will accept you as a sweet aroma.
I will accept you as a sweet aroma.
When I bring you out from the peoples.
When I bring you out from the peoples.
And gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered.
Repeat that again, Apostle.
I will accept you as a sweet aroma.
I will accept you as a sweet aroma.
When I bring you out from the peoples.
When I bring you out from the peoples.
And gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered.
I will gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered. He was speaking to Israel and Judah. So, you know, this is not for today. Now, then he says what again?
And I will be hallowed in you before the Gentiles.
I will be hallowed. I will be
hallowed.
Uh-huh.
In you.
In where?
In me.
I will be hallowed in you before
the Gentiles.
So this glory that he prophesied to them about, that glory will be evident to the Gentiles through the people. So if the people don't avail themselves for this glory to reside in them, the Gentiles are not going to bring any what? Glory to God. They are not going to praise God. Why? Because the people have ceased to manifest what God spoke about. Because he said, I will solve the problem. And after solving the problem, I will gather you people together again. And when I'm done, before the Gentiles that you live among, I will glorify myself in you before them. So when the glory of God is being manifested in us, it is for the Gentiles to see. And question, where are these people getting all these things from? So that when you tell them that it's Jesus, then they can say, then glory be to your Jesus. I said, glory be to your what?
Jesus.
So I know you came. I have this. I want the prophet to speak about. God is here teaching you how to manifest the double glory that he has put in you. There is a double glory that he has put inside of you. He wants the Gentiles to see. But if you don't exhibit it, how would they see it? If you don't show it forth, how would the people see it? So I'm just telling you the understanding of manifest. Okay, manifest. Somebody shall manifest.
Manifest.
Now, the Hebrew word that was used there is called ayin. The ayin word means the eye. And it's not talking about the spiritual eye. He's talking about the optical eye. This word was also used in the time of Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 24, 25. When the Lord appeared on the mountain, the Bible says the feet of the Lord was like sapphire stone. But it was when their eyes opened. So when you check the scripture carefully, he uses two words. The first one, their eyes were not open. So they saw God and the presence that was on the mountain as smokes and tenderings and lightnings and then like sapphire stone, the way it was brightening. Then when they got close to the base of the mountain, and the Bible says when their eyes were open, they saw on top of the mountain like a furnace of what? Fire blazing. Then the people started and voice of words came and said, if a man or a beast touches the base of the mountain or any radius, circumference of the mountain, a sword will be thrust through. The voice of God that was come, that was a bit furious, was bringing earthquake, tendrings, shaking the mountains and the earth. And the Bible said there was earthquake, darkness, gloominess, and the people began to run. Then God told Moses, an 80-year-old man has been able to climb up. God says, descend. Tell them. And Moses was going to say, Lord, I already told them. He said, my friend, you read the scripture. My friend, away. Go and tell them again that if they break the protocols and rush to see the Lord, something will happen because the people were with sin. God hates sin. But he was going to be working on sin. And one of the processes to work on sin was the people were demanding that he comes around. But because he hadn't come yet to work on sin, Moses had to what? Barricade them from seeing and getting closer to the mountain where his presence was dwelling. This presence we are feeling here, we are experiencing here, others could not even get closer. But today, this presence is all over us here.
Hallelujah.
It's in us and it's upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
This presence, in the old times, they could not even get close. They were barricaded. When they saw and they wanted to go close to just check, when their eyes were open, Somebody, your eyes are open.
Amen.
And you're going to be seeing chariots. You're going to be seeing fire.
Yes.
You're going to be seeing thunderings.
Glory.
And you want to get close, and the Lord says, don't get close. This is different. Today we can touch, we feel, we can see, we can... The Bible said, our eyes have seen. Peter said, our hands have handled. John said, the word of life. Something that people died of, you are handling it. Hey! My goodness. In the past, a priest of God comes around. Everybody who is part of the congregation actually moves far off. Why? Because he is the priest of the day. The glory and the presence of God is upon him for the time. He was the one carrying it. The moment he wears the ephod, you touch the ephod, you die. You go close, you die. My friend, we have received something because of Jesus. Who? Because of one man, Jesus. The Bible says he has brought us close and near. He's done something better.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Moses will not get the opportunity to preach himself. When you see Moses standing, he preaches Christ. Why? Because what he could not do, he saw the one he prophesied about did it with ease. So now, Moses is looking into the glory that excels, not the glory that is passing away. That is the glory you have come to witness. The glory that excels. And this glory, guess what? What has happened is inside of you. We were prepared so that we could contain at least the beginnings of the glory. Your lamps are burning.
Amen.
Your lamps are shining.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hi. La Casata. Are you experiencing power of God?
Sure.
So Ezekiel was talking about the eye. You know, Ezekiel is a man of visions. Like John. He's here today. He's there. Someone who is in visions, in the spirit already. Then he says, and I was taken further into the spirit. That is a realm there. It's a realm there. If you have not experienced it, you can't talk about, like, you know, Apostle was saying. You have to experience that to talk about that. Now, you know, in the past when I was taken to heaven, I taught heaven, and I'll describe heaven when I'm teaching, I'm excited about heaven. Because I didn't see Jesus there. I didn't see myself being taken. I just saw myself there. I don't know how I was taken to the place. But in the subsequent times, I was seeing myself being taken, so all the rushing wind as we were going, all the experiences around, I was experiencing them. So I knew the stratospheres of the spirit. And that's why I'm going to describe what it means unto you. Now, thank you, Lord. You know, with this, all these aura and revelations, I stopped sharing them for a season. Okay. Now, when the opportunity has been opened to me, I begin to share something. This particular one, I was taking, when we get to a certain realm of the spirit and the heavenly realm, that's why I know to talk about the angelic heavens and their classifications of angels. Okay. Yes. And there are angels who don't carry wings and there are angels who carry wings. The angels who don't carry wings are positioned with men. The angels and the angels who don't carry wings, some of them are elders, like they are principals. They cover, they have thrones they sit on, all right? And each of them represent, and when you see them like that in their classification, they represent, they are there in the shadows of the spirit, representing men who are also occupying places of importance and influence in the earth realm that God sent them periodically must be born through the womb of a woman. So they receive their light from the place I'm going to be describing to you. So that is the place when I was being taken to. The temple that for 3 years I wanted it to open for me to see what is inside. That I said the door or the gate opens once, but there's no door, but it's like a wall. So it just, it's together like this. It looks round, oval, not round, oval. But you don't see anything. You just hear some shake up of it, like, and then some small place tilt like this, and there's a, you know, an opening. So not knowing, as I was crying, praying around, I got to the point where it tilted like this. Then I entered, and it doesn't keep long. Then it closes. Then I saw that man, and you couldn't see the floor. It's like a glassy. It's like you are suspending. At the same time, it's like you are gliding. Oh. You know, we don't have words on earth to describe them. That's all. That each of the things, salvation. This you want to go close. It's like something is yearning, and the thing is speaking. You want to go close, and it takes you. into the spirit, you know, the video that has been captured and is so live about Jesus when he was being crucified. Then you don't want to see it. It's like, and it's like, and when you're coming out of that, it's like there's something that is like, am I, do you know, am I like, there's something that's like sticky. No, like when you have chewed gum and then it's sticky. It's like something's like, you come out of the vision because of fear. Because the thing you see, you want to come out quickly. So, you come out like, I want it like this now. Because my first experience with those things. That is why I understand what is called graphe. When the Hebrew man says graphe, he said the scriptures are graphic. That means they are graphic representation of what we are living with. Can you imagine? The scripture is describing the third heavens, the temples, everything. Then when you get to the temple of the Lord inside, which is suspended, and that's why you understand what is called dimension, even though you have got into a realm. You know, dimensions are not powerful, or dimensions doesn't supersede realms. If you enter a realm, there are several dimensions in a realm, but we confuse ourselves with them. Dimensions. When you get to a realm, there are dimensions within a realm. Dimensions means measurement. Measures of the realm. So we have the lower measure, or the beginning measure, the progressive measure, up to the time you get to the highest dimension of the realm. So I've been going to heaven, not knowing it was just third heaven. Angels play there. Jesus visits the place. He reveals himself at the place. But I was still looking for. In the book of Psalm 40, I was still researching. Like I want to know, where is your throne? Because that temple, I thought that was where. That's why I was shown a lot of things. I want to know something. So not knowing that this is all the sanctuary, where angels, angelicals, everything ministers, is still the sanctuary. The most holy place, just there is a step. It's like a step like this before you enter where the veil torn. So the step before is actually a realm. And there are several dimensions to that, to cover before you can progress to that realm. And the detected factor there is love. And when the power of God was given to me, I did not care about love. In the presence of my father, a pastor died. Who doubted me? So there was no mercy for the cripple. Me, when I came here, you can ask people who have experienced and encountered me. Okay, can't go same woman anymore. You are finished. Quite simple, before to show them. I will show you that I'm sent. But you see, it was not something that God, because you're going to live among people, people are full of mistakes. So he needed to break me well. Because you see, I was broken before the power. But you see, it gets to a point where you can use the power. You need to be broken before you can know the height, length, breadth, width of the love of Christ. Because when somebody did something to me, I was quiet. I wouldn't talk. But as I talked within me, I didn't open my mouth. But inside of me, I frowned. When I frowned, that was the reaction that would happen. Before my father, he never heard me. Please, my mom was also there in their house. I never talked. When the guy was saying this, I was even laughing. But in me, I was saying, hey, I'm serious. Because me, the word I heard was this. If you say you are a man of God, Peter too is a man of God. Apostle Paul is a man of God. Elijah is a man of God. You know, Moses is a man of God. So when God says, all the men of God, come and line up. In heaven, where he's calling men of God, you have heard all these names and preached them. Are you able to also join them and line up? The kind of man of God you are, that was my inspiration. Are you able to also line up? Because what they did by the Spirit, have you done it? We are here doubting ourselves. Hey, it can't happen. It's not true. Hey. If this was the generation, that is what the Lord says, this generation. If we are not careful, the people who died in Sodom and Gomorrah will resurrect, and they will be the one to judge us. That means this generation will be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And the church is in the generation. He says, The people of Nineveh that were condemned, all the city of Nineveh were condemned to destruction. But everybody fasted, including the animals. Are you sure in Ghana here, if a man of God hears that we are all supposed to fast just 3 days, bow to God and confess our sins and pray to him? Are you sure we'll do it? In Nineveh, nobody said, I'm a Muslim, so I won't do it. I'm a Buddhist. Everybody respected the prophet's word. In fact, there was no church in Nineveh. Here, the people who will make nuisance of that prophetic word will be the pastors themselves. So if we are calling, God is calling his servants, and he says, Moses come, Elijah come, you know, Jacob man come. He's calling them. All the men of God come. You see, when a father is calling his sons, he starts mentioning from order of importance. All guys, especially if you have 12 children. You know, Benjamin come. Joseph come. So the rest come. So the rest, when you hear the rest, and you are seeing Elijah, Moses, somewhere them are standing. Please, what will you have capacity to also go? You are seeing them. People are blazing swords. Elijah is standing and bomb it to two on him. Can you go? That's what I want to say. Can you go? People who mocked 850 demonic possessed men. He mocked them, made useless ass of them, and killed them. Today, one witch is in the circumference of your region. In fact, he lives. No, he doesn't even live out in your house. He lives far away from maybe 200 meters from your house. But he's actually doing a drilling in a spirit. When you sleep, your head is bent on one side. He's able to, and he comes for your head, and then they are able to play with. He goes to give to Ronaldo's and the Messi's to play football, and then in the morning, when the morning is coming, he brings it back. When you meet Elijah, when I hear people are pompous talking again, and Elijah this, shut up. 850 best who were selected and sorted by Jezebel to come to Israel so they could capture Israel for themselves. This guy, one person, deliverer. He said, we will not be tossed between two opinions. If God is God, worship him. If Baal is Baal, worship him. Bring all the things. Put water there. Pour more water. Call your God with fire. I will call my own God. But do it first. Since I'm the one throwing the challenge. If it was today, you will see social media. When Bishop Ajinasari's issue came, we saw Christians, Jesus at that point saw people were Christians and people were not. Hey, yeah, yeah, these people are not, they will kill you, eh? I said something, I said, I wish today was the 13th day. Because you have no eyes to see it. Did you say something? Say, so you see power past power because you are weak. So you think everybody is weak like you. We came to make a difference.
Amen.
Listen. No man of God moved from one radio station in explaining how God was going to do it. Nobody. You see, when you have power, you don't explain yourself. When they started explaining, I knew that Master Bunifi. Who will be there? Don't explain, no. Do it. Do them. Somebody shout, do them.
Do them.
My friend. Have you seen the way we cast out spirits, devils? Somebody will say, the spirit they call and worship, they are the spirit that lives in people that we cast out. There are no difference. The spirits that possesses people from those families and those people, and then come and we cast them out, they are the same spirit they are worshiping. Have you stopped a torrential rain that is falling before? You still didn't stop it. And you tell me you are the one controlling tender. How dare you? This is not a concorded tender. This is tender from God. Can we provoke it? Oh, a man of God is able to provoke it. Didn't you read somewhere? He called tender to strike. Or you think we are weak not to do it? We have considered people. That's why I'm saying that the love of Christ is the one that constrains people. God is ready to show forth some glory And in this case, he says double. And I'm going to show you the double. Am I speaking to somebody here? I'm not doing city issues. No, no, this is spiritual shit things. Oh, I'm dealing with spiritual things. I'm somebody, you see, I can go to the place and go and even greet the people there, greet them. I went to my father's hometown. You ask him, he'll tell you. I went to preach to all his family members who are into, kingship idol. Like, I went to preach to all of them. There are places they said, he is place you go, return. I went there. I preached the gospel. I prayed for them. The presence of fire came there. Their great-great-grandfather, where, he sits and whatever he says. I went to pray for him. I drove him around. He was in a wheelchair. I drove him around. Prayed for him. I said, Grandpa, can I lay hands on you? He said, yes. I prayed. I preached Jesus. Prayed for him. You ask him. When I left, somebody came to make noise. We will kill him. We will kill him. All my siblings knowing me never called me. My father told me, I said, hey. I called my mom, I said, everyone said, kill me. Do you remember? They asked me, aunt, you will kill me. Daddy, you remember? Ube kume. For where? Okay. This woman will start sleeping on one side of her body before she dies. It didn't happen, eh? I don't want to mention the name. When he died and we did not come, remember the word was for me. No, none of us will go. Remember, we went for a program. Prophet Philip was there. When we entered, the prophet who was prophet, he says, do you know Okonfo Yabi? Do you remember? Apostle, you were there. Prophet, you were there. I said, I don't know. He says, from the kinship place and all of that, they summon all the Okonfo, and it's like your great-grandfather or something died, and then, so you didn't go. You also prevented your siblings from going. So they said they are on you. In fact, you are not going to last. Prophet, do you remember? When the prophet was there, I was sitting there like that. If you don't know my DNA, listen. I'm a branch of Christ. I said, I'm a branch of Christ. I don't believe in them. They are there, but I don't believe in them. You know, I didn't pray. If you like, check the records. I didn't. All of them, they are dead. All of them are dead. They are dead. Before we came, my father took me to their home, their place. Kinship, everything. There used to be ladies dying. I stood there and said, you are the last one to die. My father said, the people say pray. My father said, no, what he said is fine and we are going. We left. Because apart from my father, there has never been any man of God. You won't survive. They'll kill you right now. He was alone when we were young. Alone. They will fight spiritual battles. When you go to war in the spirit, or when you go to war naturally, and the last person, you are killing, and the people, the last people, maybe 3-4 of them surrender. It is part of the loss of battle that you will let them go. Me, I didn't let them go. I bullet them, and the angel told me, but you were supposed to let them go. I said, go where? They will go and tell the people that don't touch him again. No, if nobody, that's the announcement. When they are looking for, they don't find them. They will know that when they came for battle, all of them are dead. The battle itself will announce them. Then I called him. I said, this is the person I saw this Tuesday day, this time. And that's what he's talking about. So to this, you people will lose him. Because he's a wizard. I'm done. Nope. I sleep peacefully. If you are around where I sleep like a baby so that my visions can progress. When you are carrying the glory of God, there's no fear in your spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The double glory that you carry, nobody will deflect your light.
Amen.
If they try, the ground will open, they will go there and it will cover them.
Amen.
Am I speaking to somebody right here? Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Pray Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, good. Oh, my Father, thank you, Lord. Just sit down for a few minutes. Let me finish this. So the Bible says, before you, I am, before your physical eye, not your mental quality, your physical eye. In other words, the Lord was talking about your outward appearance, something to observe. So when he talked about manifestation, and Ezekiel is talking about manifestation, he's talking about something that he's going to prophesy about that will happen physically. It's not today that everything is in the spirit. So let it be in the spirit. So I met somebody, I was preaching about finances. You know, prophetic business conference. So I was teaching finances for church businesses and all that. And I said, God has not called us to preach finances. And I started opening scriptures. Now, there are no scriptures in the Bible, okay, in terms of numberings, that are more than financial possession, riches, and wealth scriptures. There are over 2,000 something scriptures about it. Almighty faith is just 600 and something. Prayer is 600 and something. You check and see. It's not even up to 1,000. If I want to count all the prayers in the Bible, the prayers even in the Hebrew, which you don't even see as prayer, tefillah and all of those things, it is dehesis. It is actually 600 and something. Period. Who told you that the people of Israel, their codings, where, how they manifest God? For you to see they are powerful. Their God is also powerful. That's what the whole world was chasing. Is when they come to live in an area, they exhibit their financial wealth. Haven't you seen the Jewish people, wherever they are? They brought financial structure to the world. Do you know that? Read it. They went to live in Germany. Except you are not deep in business. And when they do business among themselves. The money is circulating. They are big. Now the powers that be that are controlling the world, left, right, center, they are many of them, their heads are Jewish. Unrepented Jewish. Yes. Moses taught them too much about things. God says in the word of God that for your sake I became poor, that through the poverty that I've become, you might become rich. The Christians say we don't believe it. Prosperity gospel. This is Jesus' own words. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 verse 9. He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was what? Rich and established fact. But for your sakes, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. That means if this statement is true in the word of God, no Christian must entertain poverty, because poverty is one of the characteristics of hell. When you go to hell, it means you lack everything. You are only exposed to fire that burns you from feet to top. Come back again like that. There's nothing again except torment from your feet going magma. And then you are shouting, hey, hey. There's nothing again to do there. That's how poverty is like. And you want a child of God that worships the King of Kings, that sits upon the golden white throne, to be poor? Read the book of Revelation chapter 21. The street of God, it is laid and overlaid with pure gold. And the gold, the purity of the gold is not as Ghana measures 24 carats. No. Maybe that will be at 1,000 carats. I don't know. But look at even the garment of the priest. What he carries. Jasper. Emerald. Listen. Precious stones you have not seen before. That's the quality of God you worship. That's the quality. They didn't bring us the gospel word. Search it out and see it. Every king is known by the glory, the potent glory of his kingdom. What is the potent glory of the kingdom of God? You check it. The protocols. How come God has a lot of angels on protocol? All the angels are not confused. You don't see one angel who is angel of healing. The same angel is angel of... No. They are classification. Right now, if I'm healing and I switch to the prophetic, there are angels that are working with me on that. There may be a senior angel who has actually captured all of them in him. He's carrying the oils. The spirit of God is not in him. He's carrying the oil. So he hears as it comes into my spirit. It's an understanding you need to get. So the glory has been given unto you. But you need to now manifest it. The manifestation is for people to see. So you can't say, glory, the glory of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down. Now the people of the world will say, where is it? He said, it came on me. Didn't you see? Yes, there is the glory within. But when the glory comes within, after you have fasted, engaged God, who is spirit, you actually will not be a wicked man to the heavenly realm and to God by not manifesting what he has put within. Because if you actually stop the flow of what he has put within, you have actually short-circuited his glory. That means you did not give glory to God. You have prevented men from appreciating that God is alive and is working. Karabosha. So the one who saw for the glory is you. But it is the responsibility of God to reveal the glory in you. But you look into you and show for the glory. Are you ready to show for the glory? We like putting all the job on Jesus. He's told me to tell you. He's put the glory inside of you. It's now your responsibility to show it forth.
Man, I'll show it forth.
The glory of God, God put in this man, that is what he's exhibiting. Do something, let me see it. Can you do it? Let me bring somebody, come and do it. You can't. There is a glory God has put in him. That is what he's showing. There is a glory God has put in me. One of them is what you are seeing. You are about to see the rest of them when I'm done talking. Are you hearing my point?
Yeah.
So when I say miracle finances,
hey,
and you are standing there, it means you have not come to partake of the glory. You don't want to show forth. I came in the full regalia of the Spirit.
Hey.
Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yeah. Full regalia.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
My partner, get ready. Whatever. Listen. Listen, right now, look at my sons. You can't compete with them with contracts. Where? They said, the nation in my head. Not us. Something I prophesied about. Do you know the number of prophecies that is locked down? Like, Michelle Gomna Mudia too. But I'll prophesy anyway in church. But if you are hearing live, you hear. If you don't hear, they are Kayembe posting. It's only from now that they can post. But let me tell you something. Something I prophesied about. You don't have hands to even handle. You don't have ears to listen to some of them. We have come to that era.
Amen.
Thank you. Where somebody will not say, I've got you. Do you know the reason why I'm very radical in the spirit? I'm very quiet, but radical in the spirit. When God called me, I suffered though. He called me with a very straight calling. Because he had been calling me, I wasn't answering. Can you imagine in the university? Whilst we are going for lecture, he's here, he will tell you. Now, Nyankopon, Martin, the voice. I hear the voice of God. Everybody is there, I will hear the voice of God. Pray. John, pray. In the midst of the people, pray where? And that time, my tongues, when I start, I know myself, no, be now I'm finishing. And when I start the tongue, there's no capacity in me to stop it. It's like, do you understand that point? Uh-huh. So pray. Then the inspiration is coming. So I want to just bypass science. Then get to maybe I'm a woman, then maybe there I can express myself. Right there, he will station me. Stay. It's like, angels have arrested me. Jamie Mumija, leave me alone, I will not leave you. Then as I'm struggling with them, my friends who are around me, Labito, like Prince, I said, Nana, what's happening to you? You know, they used to call me, like, what's happening? Then, the next moment is that, dead on the floor, pine. The people like, Abba. It was a harsh one. What's that? Maybe your lawyer, Mitsimu, Dende, Mibabe, Jessica, I was a... My call was a harsh one. Harsh. My mom never knew what I've heard and what I've seen. So she too, she didn't agree. Because I am one. I've been in the house. I've been around power. Mother, things there inside. So me, I told Jesus, as I go, what will you give me? He said, research. When I send all of them that I send, in their faithfulness, do they lack anything? That's why me, my life is a mystery. I don't live in competition. If I want, I command. but I've not abused it. We have come to the era where you are going to exhibit.
Amen.
The only thing right now for you is to be smart and pass the test. Small test. What time will you know it? How will you know the test? How? Because you are going to have an enviable progress.
Amen.
Progress that friends will look at you and say, ah, where did you pass? Miracles don't happen every day. But when a miracle happens, when God sets that in motion, don't tell me that I don't need it. No, you don't have to. That is why people say, okay, what? But never doubt the potency of God in miracles. Work. Why is yesterday Jesus said, I work the works of him. But when Jesus set himself in motion to do things, nobody doubted him. In the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible uses the word visible and hold on as manifest, or present something as manifest. When you come to the Greek, however, in the book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 16, the Bible uses the word known. And I want Apostle to quickly read for me, quickly. I want Apostle to read quickly for me in the book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 16.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 16.
Yes.
Yet he warned them not to make him known.
He warned them not to make him known. That means that the people could show him that this is the Lord. These are the things he's been doing. So he want, when he does miracle, he says, don't publish this. Don't let them know it is I that did it. So he used that word, and that word means funny rose. It means manifest. Funny rose. Say funny rose.
Funny rose.
I know that what you know is funny rose. Funny rose. It is now verb and all of that. That's what it means. Okay? Yes. But the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 22, he uses the funny rule. So where he says the people should not make him known, he used the word funny rose. But it's the same thing as made manifest. Made him apparent or evident. What we are looking for, evidence. We are looking for hard substance. I was there when he killed the guy. I'm here, I was there. I'm the witness. This is the evidence presented. So in court, they want to see video of the guy stealing the thing or the, you know, shooting some. They want to see it. If there was nobody to see it, the forensic department will do their forensic and all of that and present it to the court for court to consider. We are looking for evidence. So the manifestation of the double glory, God is telling you that on earth, he has charged the Gentiles, the unbelievers, to look for evidence in you. Indeed. If indeed you are possessing a double glory, then they want you to manifest it yourself. They are looking for evidence. They are looking for evidence. And some of you will ask a question. Even the double glory, I don't even understand the two. Which one is which? Is it double two? Like, I want to know. You are knowing, amen? So appear externally, outward. To manifest something, whether by word. So if I speak a word right now, and I say in the name of Jesus Christ, let this happen, and it happens. That's how it is. You know, Brother Alfred doesn't want me to use him for demonstrations and all of that. But if I stretch forth my hand and say, in the name of Jesus, be glued to the seat you are sitting on. It's a word I've spoken. But how the word has manifested in his life is when this man of God wants to stand up. He's a man of God. He's a prophet. Please, help him stand up. Stand up yourself. Help him stand up. So, and I speak again. Lord, let him go back to his seat. So let him go back to his seat. The manifestation of this word is when we see him going back to his seat. So it's a word. It's a word. You know, one day I went to preach somewhere and I did something. Somebody said, ah, I wish I was the one. And we used him for demonstration. We left, went home. It's a word. Like when you feel somebody is not anointed, even hear the words that comes out of his mouth. On radio, on TV, on press, it's the same. This is not like when I'm preaching on oil. Even when I'm eating. Every time is there. Are you hearing the point now? So now, Alfred, go back to your seat. Now, when the word of God is released, the power and the potential of the word goes to him. And then it revives him. He goes back to his seat. Clap your hands. God has done it. So now, let me ask you. Money, currency. Who can show currency? Currency, money. And a human being, which one is more substance or substantial? Which one is more heavier? Which one? How is it I speak to a man? Get a word, it happens. Then I speak about money to you. Then you stand there like this. You don't believe. Everybody that has prospered under my feet, politician, wherever, I say a word. It's a word. A professor came to me and I told him that you ain't cow nine like your sister. He's a politician. He brought him. You ask him if he's a child in Naya. Almost you make chat. The man on date in every year schedule for it. Who did he try and try? So if the word comes, let there be finances. Then you are sitting down. It means you are not serious. Take a hold of it. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Rent. Your rent will be paid for you. If I were you, I would not be looking for rent. I'll be looking for a miracle house.
Amen.
So, we have paid our dues enough to receive a miracle house. It depends on where you are standing. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Oh my God. I have houses in me. I'm ready to buy that. I'm ready to bring them out. Who is ready to receive?
Me. Ready.
Let kato kapataka.
Holy Father.
When we say faniro, it means appear externally or outward manifestation or outward appearance. Some to expose something in view. In view means to expose the thing so that I can see it. Expose something in view. Jesus said something also in the book of Matthew, chapter number 26, verse 73, apostle. Matthew chapter 26, verse 73. Yes.
And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter,
yes,
surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you.
The word betrays you there is manifest. For your words manifest you. So the words you were speaking manifested to us that exposed you that you were part of Christ. Not because the guy was speaking with the same tongue of Jesus, but the frame of, you know, the kind of understanding that he was coming out with. Because they've been hearing Jesus, the story, the word, and all of that. So when the guy started speaking, they saw a trace of Jesus in Peter. So they saw that the words you are speaking, they are betraying you. So that is why, you know, in manifestation, it can be words or deeds. So what you do, or the words you speak. So if you say, I'm manifesting Christ, and we are hearing you talk profane, you are not manifesting Christ. If you say, I am of Christ, and we hear you talk anyhow, you are not manifesting Christ. That is why when it comes to deeds, your actions and the things you do must point to Jesus. In your companies, in your workplaces, in your relationships, it must portray Christ. Because it's word and deed. But when you are married to a husband, but you are the champion of the house, when God says, let the women submit, you, submission is far from you. When the man speaks once, you speak thousands. And you think that man is not good, let me put him aside and get another one. Another one comes, if you are not repenting and pointing your deeds to Christ, we will see the same thing again. Nothing changed. You know, a Christian woman marries a Christian man so that if there's something excessive in him, you will change him. Unless you have tried 70 times
him seven
and it didn't work. No, they told Jesus, who can take this? With men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Somebody clap your hands, appreciate Jesus. I'm not saying all cases are like, there are those that if the women they don't find a way to go serve Jesus well, the man will let the lady go to hell. Amen. Yes, there are those who will seize you from coming to church, going to worship God. Marriage is not in heaven, so you worship God here for your reward. So don't allow marriage to stop you from serving the Lord. Someone, are you hearing me?
Sure.
Okay, good. People say there's no heaven. Take me for example. I used to work with friends who believe in the same nonsense. And even though I was coming from, you know, strong, you know, pastors and priests, like, you know, very high profile priests. With time, I was trivializing it. When they speak, we are the ones who argue, you know. Because some few scriptures we know, we argue. Because when it is quoted, we are there. But one day, when I found myself at that place, I turned into another man. People have been prophesying to me. I'm telling you. I was coming home one day to just visit my father. And a lady prophetess just stood up. If you will see the glory... Pastor, maybe intellectual, I'm pensing who we are. But she started mentioning the things. And she mentioned some things. Hey, lady, Obi na be coming once in my chair. Did somebody come to tell something about this lady? Tell her something about me. But she had no trace of where I was coming from and all of that. My mindset was full of business, money, worldly things like this. So to manifest is whether in word or in deeds, to expose something. And Jesus said the evidence must be clear, it must be evident. So that is what we have been called into. The last thing that I'll review here is about, in appearance, is about, because it's another word, the book of Luke chapter 11, 19, verse 11. The word, he used the word appear.
Luke chapter 19, yes. Verse 11. Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable.
Yes.
Because it was near Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And because they thought the kingdom of God will appear immediately.
So the word appear, he used the word anaphahino. It means to bring to light. It means to hold up to view, to show, to make something apparent. That is what it means. Now, let me give you one example in the Bible about this particular kind of manifestation. One example. The book of John chapter 6 verse 1 to 14. It's been a lot of... That is where I will review that the glory, how Jesus manifested his own. So, hear this. Apostle, read it for us.
John 6 from yes. Verse 1 through 14.
Okay.
After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee.
Okay. This is a story everybody knows. Okay, so please pay attention.
Which is the Sea of Tiberias.
Yes.
Then a great multitude followed him.
Yeah.
Because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him,
mm-hmm.
he said to Philip,
yeah.
Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Amen.
Oh, clap your hands for the word of the Lord. I'll review some few things there. That was it, okay? That will be it. Now, remember, this was 5,000 men. The Bible uses men. It means that they were women, they were children. Because if they were men, it means that it presupposes that they had gotten married. Because in Hebrew, they marry very early. You know, the women at the age of 16, 14, you know, they've located themselves already. And so if you look at Mary like this, she was very young. The moment she passed her flower age, which is her puberty stage, they betrothed her to Joseph. And then, you know, like, that's when everything started happening. So if you know the history of the Jewish people or the Hebrew people, you know that they got married early. And the men at the age of 20, you have to get married before you can actually be enlisted to go to war, because they train every man who was a citizen of the Hebrew tradition to go to war, first of all, to have an experience in war before. But before you go to war, you make sure that you are a young lad, you get married, and then you have your firstborn before you go to war. That was why the guy that David, you know, sent to the war front died, because he had married and did not touch his wife. It was actually a sin that he had committed against the law. Okay, so he died a stupid death. Hallelujah. Because when you marry, the law said, don't go to war. That was the instructions. The guy refused to actually go and consummate the marriage between himself and his wife. He left the wife and went to war. And another man came for it, the lady. So that is the deeper explanations from there. And it is the same woman that gave birth to Solomon and that sat upon the throne according to the will of God. Now, so if you don't understand, I'll let you understand something, okay? Now, in the realm of the spirit, there are a lot of things about Solomon that we have not revealed yet. Jesus came and he didn't condemn Solomon. He said, a greater than Solomon. He said, that means that if you have read Solomon, now consider that I am greater than Solomon. Solomon wrote about me. Because anybody who is greater than what is coming, he writes about them. And usually the ones who have come before, they are less of the ones who come. So your family people have come. Great men have come to your family. People who have come to set your family. But you have come. And greater than them have come.
Amen.
You are going to be manifesting the double glory here.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Every miracle Jesus did, okay, even though it was a miracle and it is viewed in the perspective of a miracle, but it has an answer and a revelational knowledge to the kingdom of God. So this one, I'm about to reveal something from there for you. Amen.
Amen.
So somebody say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus told them that they should feed 5,000 men, because he had already preached the word of God unto them. And the word of God was the revealing of the glory of his Father unto them. Remember, he told God that, God, I have revealed the glory you gave me unto my disciples. So now glorify them. So he had revealed unto them. So the Bible says, Jesus said to Philip, that they should feed the people. And Philip said, even if we buy 200 denarii worth of bread, it's not sufficient for every one of them to even take a little. Just even a slice, like a cake, the way we share cake. It will still not be enough to share for all of them. And that money was a very huge money for them. So they could not, you know, do that. And who was going to even bake for them? 5,000 men. My friend, and women and children were not counted because of the Hebrew tradition. Don't count women and children, because when they count each man, they count you and your household. Are you getting my point now? Good. So now, then they said, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Now, Jesus right here reveals something about his kingdom. Now, we say, it is the fivefold ministry that are feeding the church. Peter, if you love me, feed my lambs. So he starts from apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, you know. Then someone says, well, because that is why the 5 loaves is for feeding. But fishes, loaves are baked in oven. So you need to be refined in oven. That is why the Bible reveals it in the Old Testament, the prophets. Now, fishes are actually fried in a very hot oil. And in the last days, and he reveals them, they will be fried in the hot oil. Like John demonstrated it for everybody to see it. Even though there was no record, but this was recorded, that John was fried in a furnace of fire. They put some, you know, some pan there and fried John. And when they were done, they put all his clothes inside of it. And when he was done and everything had burnt, finished burning, John the Revelator, the one John, they saw him in the tomb. confessing the word of God as he is, who am I in this world? And he was not confessing Jesus, who came in the physical body to what? To walk on earth. No, even that one was so powerful. He walked on water. He did a lot of miracles. People wanted to arrest him. He came and said, I'm he, the hell. But he was talking about, he said, as he is. He didn't say as he was. Because if he had spoken about and made reference to as he was, then he would have talked about his earthly ministry. So he's talking about as he is Jesus, the resurrected Savior. If he has body to go through walls, you burn him, it is unbearable. Then John is referring to the Father as Jesus is on his throne right now. Who can appear anywhere? You can't catch him. You can't burn him. So am I where? In this world. So that means we can grow to that level where they burn you, you are not burnt. Oh. They burn you, you are not burnt. Oh my God. Am I speaking to somebody right here? And this is for the church to be fed with. If you like, check the dispensation of the feeding of the church. You see, it is ordained for the fivefold ministry to feed the people. Then it, in the whole Bible, it is only made reference to only two people. He says, and when they come, one of them shall turn the fathers to the children and the children to the father. So I break out on them. Then he says, my lawgiver, who comes to give the law? But in this case, because the law is Christ, because he fulfilled every law. But when they come, they shall be like a refiner's fire, a fuller's soap. Are you hearing the point now? Oh my God. When you read the book of Revelation chapter 11, you understand the ministry of the two prophets. Because they are the ones who baptizes, and anybody who baptizes is called the baptism of fire. When you read the book of John chapter 1 verse 19, he says the people of Israel, they were waiting for three people. They were waiting for the one Messiah. And then according to the scripture, they were waiting for the Messiah. They were waiting for Elijah, and they were waiting for someone called the prophet. You read your Bible. The Messiah came. And Jesus himself testified and said, the rest will follow. And the Bible says in the book of Zechariah, these people are manufacturers of oil. When they come, the Bible says that the oils from the trees, the two olive trees, actually emptied itself onto the receptacles, the golden bowl. And then it powers the seven golden candles, and the seven golden candles in the hand of Jesus means that the seven churches of Jesus, the completeness of his body. Am I revealing something to you? So it's just a story. But Jesus never performed a miracle unless that whole story of a miracle is positioned to represent something about his church. So Jesus loves his church so much that even miracle he's performing, the combination of things he's using represent his church. So the servants to prepare the bride, for the bride to be fully finished, is what he said. There are those that are loaves, but there are those that are fishes. And they've been fried. Well fried. You burn them, it's not burnt. You have to chew them. You know, bread, there are bones in it, but fish, there are bones in it. They are hard parts of it. You need to chew them. There are parts that are not good, you need to throw away. So the Bible says, and Jesus took the loaves of bread, but he said, Jesus said, let the people sit down. Where you have come to sit down, waste your time here and hear the word. You are about to be fed by Jesus.
Amen.
It means a lot. So now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. There was much grass. Jesus did not convert the grass to be bread for them to eat. He needed bread baked from a substance of something that we eat. Jesus, he wasn't a... You know, I can't use this word because it's so big for me. So now, if the power of God comes upon us, I can command you in showing that and demonstrating the power. Say, then my culture say, chew the grass. Because I know that if I speak a word, if I can speak for you to fall, I can speak for you to chew the grass. But you see, The spiritual consciousness should tell me that grass is for animals, but there's a bread that can multiply. Why don't you multiply the bread for people who are hungry? Chew the grass. Say, give God has given you power, you will be accountable for the power. So the power going out is a surge. That means it passes through things. If your eye opens, it passes through tubes to deliver. Each unit is measured. Oh, we see power. Grass. Whilst goats are there, they can come and chew. Why don't you command some resources to come to the people? I'm sure I have touched on something. Don't go and fool. The power is not for that. Now, the Bible says there was much grass in the place. If you don't forget this scripture to quote to people. So, the men sat down in the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, somebody shall give him thanks. His disciples distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish. So the first was the loaves, then the last was the fish. Then, as much as they wanted. So it was not even about Jesus measuring it, but the capacity of the people to take it. The church of Jesus. What is your capacity? How much can you take? How much can you take? Then the Lord says. So the first glory is when he revealed the power, the potent power that he possessed, in demonstrating it to feeding the church of Jesus Christ. So when they were filled, when the church was filled, when the glory is upon your life, you go to a place, you heal people, and people are following you. The remaining of the glory is supposed to be kept. The dignity, the style, the diction, the language is supposed to be kept. The glory that has come upon you, that is inside of you, is for the church to be filled. When the church is filled, don't think that the rest are useless, don't need them, so I will behave anyhow. So now I buy cars and I stand on the cars. Take me. I'm using the cars for the gospel. No, those are the exorcism. Let me review to people here. You think you have bought a new car. Somebody has customized that car that you have bought, that you think is, he has customized even 10 times 10 of it. And he's actually sleeping on it. In his ordinance, put the leg on it like this. He doesn't care. I don't know, you know, men of God who showcase their car. If they can go and showcase their car to win Dangote. Because I learned that Dangote, because it's something that I used to watch. Dangote, he has a Benz that he bought it $1.8 million. Just one Benz. One Benz. In fact, it can buy your fortune house, fortune cars, fortune check. Like, it can buy a lot, right? Oh, yes, my son. If you come to East Lagos here, you buy a land, build whatever you want to build. You know, put some in the bank and eat it small, small until you die. If you are wise. So, one car, and it's a saloon car. So, he uses one and says, why? But you have bought $80,000 car, $100,000, $45,000. Then, every time you want to showcase it, check my car. So, the car is the pointer of salvation to people. And when we are saying it, he said, don't say it. No, I'm saying it. The gospel is not weak. The works of the gospels are not weak. The manifestation of power is not weak. There are a lot of things we can use to win people to Christ. Not our cars and our shoes. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
That's why I said, no matter the amount you bought it with, the person you are trying to go and preach and entice, he has better ones than yours. So that means he will not be enticed about your God. You have not presented your God wisely. You have presented your God foolishly. Shoes don't preach Christ. Jesus has a better shoe for preachers. Look at the feet of them that preach the gospel. How beautiful it is. It's like gold that they are wearing coming from the mountaintop. So you have golden shoes already you are wearing, which no man can buy in the earthworm. You have to open your eye to see it. As a minister, I'm on chariot ministry. Amen. This chariot cannot be bought by anybody. Are you hearing my point now?
Yes.
Ah, yakabatosha. Still, enye wasunde. But the glory inside of you can bring you all those luxuries that you want. Because that's the glory inside of you. So Jesus said, gather up the fragment that remain so that nothing is lost. So when Jesus gives you glory, you use the glory, the things that comes out, you know, how is it, this, all these things that come. Jesus doesn't want you to lose them easily because you went to fool around and they arrested you and then confiscated all your houses. It is the product of the glory, the fragment that is going out. So these two glories must be kept. That's the typology of the manifest group, the typology. You are going to preach the gospel, win souls. People will do a lot of things for you. They will do a lot of things. God will make sure it comes. The glory of preaching the gospel and the manifestation of signs and wonders that will come is there. Then the glory of you also living large will come. But when it comes, be wise. Jesus won the two. He gave people talent and he says, go and trade with it. When they went to trade with it, Jesus, when he came, he took both the talent and the profit of the talent. These are the double glory that you have been given. The one inside of you is the seed which you are going to work with. Which is, so the one you are going to work with, he wants you to present them both. Somebody, are you hearing me? So now, you are sick. Jesus, you did something. Sickness came. Jesus healed you. Now, the power of God, you heard the word, the power of God came to heal you. You went back again, did the same thing again. It means you didn't preserve the glory that came out in manifestation. So you must keep. People have been giving prophetic word. The moment they see the prophetic word is coming to pass, just the first level, they begin to be proud. Then the rest is taken away from them. That's why me, I don't have friends to tell me, you are doing well, oh. No, like I don't have that. If I do well, I do well for Jesus. If I don't do well, it's unto Jesus. I'm not enticed with those things. I'm not moved by this. I'm not moved by those things. Do you understand the point now?
Yes.
I want you to be moved by the power of God that is inside of you.
Amen.
Let me show you this glory in the book of Ephesians, okay? Then we pray now. Thank you, Father. The Lord is already touching people as I teach.
Amen.
Amen. There's somebody you are touched, you are healed completely.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I see a sick in somebody that is best.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It just got best. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Am I speaking to somebody right here?
Sure.
Oh, that bashada. The book of Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. He says, to him who is able to do exceedingly. People are excited about this scripture, the first part. Exceedingly, abundantly, you know, above. Then they are shouting, they don't hear the rest. That we ask or think. But what is it according to? He says, according to the power. This, he is able to do exceedingly. Jesus is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we ask or think. So whatever you are asking the Lord and thinking about, you want the desires and the intuitions that you are thinking about. The Bible says that it is according to. You see, your mindset is that the mechanism through which you think these things will come has been wrong. But these things come about, you're asking and thinking about something and imagining it and all of that, declaring it. It comes according to. He says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, not some, all that we ask or think, according to the power that is in heaven.
No.
According to the power that is in heaven.
No.
According to
the power that works in us.
That means that if what you are asking and thinking, that power is not resident in you, you don't get it. So I don't have a problem when I say, don't think about rent, think about owning a house. Only few people will say, I receive it. Why? Because the power to own a house has not come to you yet. It's not in your heart yet. So when I decree, it won't help you. But I need to teach you and expand your capacity in the spirit. That when I decree and declare, you can now receive then you work it out. So a lot of people have thought that because the moment you say the Lord will supply according to the you know, abundantly, you know, exceedingly abundantly above, then we do excitement, we are so excited, we don't hear the rest, the following one. He said, according to the power that worketh in you. Now, it means therefore that no Christian must envy anybody. Why? Because everything that you have is according to the power that is at work inside of you. The measure of Christ's power inside of you. But somebody, as you have come to the prophetic arena, you are possessing two of the glories.
Amen.
One of them is a shining light. And the light is noted for speed in whatever that God has given you to do. The second one is the pillar of signs and wonders, miracles and hope. That is what you have come for. These are the two glories.
Yeah.
You have come here to take them in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I say you have come here to take them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody receive it in the name of Jesus.
Mara
Shataka. I see the angel of the Lord touch someone's heart quickly. Your heart will fail.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have come to the place of power.
Amen.
The place of manifestation.
Yes.
That is why I'm taking time to teach you. That it is not somebody coming to just lay hands on you that is the issue. But it has to correspond with the power that is working inside of you. Somebody, your riches are inside of you.
Amen.
Can you bring them out after hearing the message?
Yes.
And the protocols of manifesting the double glory comes in these three things. Number one, meditation. Declaration with prayer of thanksgiving. Then visiting the thrones. I'm done. Lift up your hands. With this, no size.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055 +233-26767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.